What if I told you there's a nice little technique that can help you both solve all those times when your children are bickering and fighting, while also teaching them how to be more confident, how to handle struggles, how to solve problems, and how to develop more empathy towards each other? Sounds kind of magnificent, right? Tune in after the intro and you'll discover exactly how to do so.
Welcome to the Apparently Parent Podcast. My name is Iran Katz, and I'm a clinical psychologist, a parenting counselor, and also a father. In this show, we combine the art of parenting with the science of psychology. So if you want to understand your children and yourself better, lead your family into calmer waters, and reach the end of the day with a smile on your face, you've come to the right place. I'm your host, Iran Katz.
Hey, and welcome to the 25th episode of the Apparently Parent Podcast. Yes, we are 25 episodes in. Actually, it's a little bit more than 25 because I had some bonus episodes when the pandemic started, but never mind. And, you know, just an arbitrary number, but it's fun to celebrate. So yay to us. I'm so happy that you are listening to this podcast and to this episode in particular, because that means two things. That means that you are enjoying what you hear, and that means a lot to me. And it also means that you care about yourself as a parent and your children, and you always trying to do better. Even if you feel that you have things quite figured out and you're doing quite a good job, there's always more room for development, right? So this is the journey we're in. So I'm really happy that you have joined me in this journey that I'm taking in and you're taking with me. Now let's move on to this episode. As I promised you in the beginning, before the intro, we're going to talk about a little technique that you can use with your children that will help you solve all those situations when they are fighting or where there are disagreements. By the way, not only between both of them, but also between you and them, and also when they have some struggles within themselves, while teaching them to be more confident, learn how to solve problems, and how to develop some empathy towards each other. Sounds like magic, right? So no, it's no magic, and there are no magic pills in parenting or I think in life. So it doesn't mean that this is going to work 100% all the time. But this is an awesome tool that you can put in your toolbox and you can use. And let me start with a story. I want you to imagine that you're sitting in your living room. You have a nice cup of coffee next to you, maybe something to nibble on, and a book that you've been dying to dive into for quite some time. And you are there with your children on a Saturday morning, and as you're trying to read your book, they're playing with some Legos. And all is well and fun until, let's say there are two children in this scenario, okay? Child A, let's call him Sam. Sam decides that he must have some of the unique Lego blocks that child B, let's call her Diane, that she has. So Sam naturally grabs those blocks from Diane, much to Diane's dismay, and she bursts into a fit of crying and anger. What do you do as a parent? So there are a couple of options here. Option one is to intervene and force Sam to give back the blocks. Option two would be to intervene and force Diane to give up on those blocks. Option three, of course, would be to do nothing and go back to your book, hoping that things won't get bloody. Now, as a listener of this podcast, I bet that option three is a hell no for you. But how do you decide between options one and two? How do you choose sides? Should you help Sam? Should you help Diane? What do you do? Now, luckily, you don't have to choose any sides. That's the whole point here. Because you're going to use this awesome approach that I'm going to teach you right now. And it's called sportscasting. So what is sportscasting? Sportscasting, you know, it comes from those sport events when there are anchors who are telling you, describing you what's going on during the game. Okay, whether it's on radio or on TV, they're just describing what's going on. So sportscasting is the act of narrating what's going on between children
or between you and your children, without actually taking sides. Now, sportscasting is done in a kind of a matter-of-fact, neutral, and non-judgmental manner, exactly like a good sportscaster narrates a game without taking sides. When they do that, the sportscasting parent does not take a side. He or she just describes what's going on in that moment. Now, before I go into more details, I just want to give credit where credit is due. I have learned about this technique from Janet Lansbury. And if you don't know her, if you follow this podcast, you're interested in parenting and positive parenting stuff, you may know her already. But if you don't, be sure to follow her, because if positive and thoughtful parenting is your thing, you're going to find her really interesting. So I'm going to put a link to her podcast and her website on the show notes of this episode. And you can find those at www.apparentlyparent.com/25. Okay, so back to what sportscasting is. Again, sportscasting is simply narrating what's going on. So let's try and see how it can play out in that little scenario between Sam and Diane that I gave you. Okay? You could say something like, "Hey Diane, you're playing with the Legos and you're building this awesome ship. And then Sam came and took some of your blocks. And now you both have some of those blocks. And I see, Diane, that you're really upset. And hey, Sam, you really wanted those blocks to yourself. And you just came and grabbed them without asking Diane if it's fine with her. And now Diane is really upset. Now, what do you guys think we can do about it?" So that's kind of how you could do it. Pretty simple, and I know it may sound a little bit out of place, maybe unnatural. You have to practice that. And again, it's not something you can use all the time and you should use all the time, but you can, you know, try to use that every now and then and see how it works for you. And as you can see in this little scenario, if this is what you were to say, you're not really taking sides. For example, you're not saying, "Hey Sam, these are Diane's blocks and you must give them back." And you can see also how this is not going into a passive problem-solving mode where you are the judge and you are telling them what they have to do. Okay? Instead, you describe the situation and give them an opportunity to weigh in and maybe find a solution by themselves. And there's another important piece in here, which is really, really important, is that you name the feelings as you do so, okay? By saying you are really upset, for example, you are showing your kids that you understand their emotions, that you see their emotions, that you acknowledge their emotions, and you also help them understand what their emotions are and how they can express them by themselves next time around. Now, again, let's be honest. I don't really expect mine or your kids to always be able to solve these problems by themselves. Because if you remember, the end of that script was, "Hey guys, what do you think we can do about it?" Okay, you give them the ball of trying to solve this, okay? Now, I mean it. I'm not expecting my children to always know how to solve these issues, okay? Because that takes something that kids usually don't really have in their minds, okay? And I'm not taking myself out of the equation. I'm not relinquishing my role as the bigger and wiser part of the parent-child relationship. However, sportscasting in this way helps us empower our kids and teach them to see things as they are without, you know, by kind of cleaning the emotional storms away. And we also help them to know and own their feelings and then to try and rise to the occasion and take control and maybe find a solution. Now, if they don't know what to do eventually, that's fine because we are there to help them. That's the whole difference between that and the third option, that was stay with your book and hope that things won't get bloody. And let's be even more honest.
Sportscasting your children's struggles and behaviors is not a magic pill. I've said it before and I'll repeat it again. There are no magic pills in parenting. There's no one solution for everything. And it won't instantly solve the problem. In this example, you may eventually have to step in and help them solve the problem by, I don't know, dividing the unique blocks between themselves in a way, or encourage them to build together something together so they can both use the blocks. And that may mean you have to give up on your reading, okay? But, well, that's parenting for you. That was kind of a description of how to or what sportscasting may look like. But let's review some of the benefits of using sportscasting, because there are a lot. Okay, so first of all, describing your kids' behavior to them is kind of like being a mirror. It has many benefits that you usually don't see when you intervene right in the situation. Okay, by using sportscasting, you are helping your kids develop a strong and secure attachment to you. And I'll explain in detail what I mean in just a second. You are also building their confidence and teaching them how to be empathetic towards each other. And all of these will help your children deal better with struggles as they grow up in the near future and in the later future as adults. So let's break this a little bit and look at every one of those benefits separately. As I've said, it builds a secure attachment. Now, if you listen to this podcast, you know that I'm a big fan of the attachment theory. As a psychologist, as a researcher in the field of psychology, this is something I really care about. And I really think that attachment is one of the pillars of good parenting. And it guides the way that I think and I help my clients and as I see my parenting journey as well. Now, children who have a secure attachment with their parents, they tend to grow up to be adults who are confident in themselves and are able to trust their environment in times of need, so they know how to reach out and ask for help when needed. They tend to have fewer mental health issues, and they are able to develop meaningful, intimate relationships with the environment, with their spouse, with their children. Okay, so I'm sure this is something you want for your kids, right? Now, how does secure attachment come to be created? It arises from the feeling as a child that you are seen by your parents, that they care about you, that you exist in their heart and their mind, that they know you from inside out, and they care about you and your interests, and they will do whatever it takes to take care of those interests. Sportcasting your children's behavior, their struggles and feelings is a great way to deliver those feelings to your kids. When you narrate what is going on, you let them know that you are aware of what's going on both outside of their minds and also inside of their minds. That means they feel you are really present with them. This is a way to be fully present physically and emotionally. It's a way to show your kids that you have their back. And also that you not only see and care about their emotions, but you can handle them even when those emotions are what we sometimes call big emotions, overflowing emotions. Now, let's talk about how sportscasting fosters your children's confidence. Being confident means that you feel that you can rely on your own resources, and also you are able to trust others when you have some problem. Now, I have written before about these issues of how you can foster confidence in your children. Okay, so I will put a link in the show notes again, apparentlyparent.com/25, to that. And I've prepared a guide for you that you can download. And you can do so by going into my free Facebook group, which also talks about it, because it's called Navigating Parenting, Raising Secure and Confident Children. And when you go into that group, you can download that guide quickly from that group. So again, apparentlyparent.com/25. I will put a link in the show notes to the group as well, so you can get that guide. But anyway, as you sportscast your children's issues, you are taking a step back from the problem. You're not giving up on trying to help them, okay? But you're narrating for your child what is going on, and you're giving your children the chance to resolve the problem by themselves. Now, maybe they will fail to do so. That doesn't matter.
whatever the solutions your children come up with, what actually matters is that they try to solve the problem on their own. Now, if they won't reach a good solution, that's fine. You're there to help them figure it out eventually. But in the process, they learn something about trying and trying again and again. And this builds confidence. Now, another major thing about sportscasting is that it kind of eliminates the split between the aggressor and the victim. Okay, so what do I mean by that? When children fight over something, usually there's kind of a split between who's the aggressor and who's a victim. Have you ever heard the phrase, "He started it," right? That's exactly the split between the one who did the bad thing and the one that had the bad thing done too. And when you sportscast your children's struggles and fight, you're not taking sides. You're just describing what's going on. This kind of levels the playground and tends to cancel the split and labeling between the aggressor and the victim. So neither child will identify with any of those labels. This can also alleviate shame because there's no judgment involved. Okay? So this is also kind of a good thing. Now, sportscasting also helps children understand themselves. Children, and especially toddlers and preschoolers, they have a hard time understanding what's going on in their emotional world. They lack the language and the skills to track their emotions and name them. So it's up to you to do it for them. And by doing so, you teach them how to recognize their feelings and how to name them. And this brings me to the next benefit, which is sportscasting teaches empathy. When you use sportscasting, you try to enter the hearts and minds of your children so you can narrate it to them. And by doing so, you also teach your children how to listen to each other, how to care about each other, and how to understand and feel what the other party feels. Now, these are the hallmarks of empathy, which is, in my opinion, one of the most important things you could ever teach your children. So as you can see, there are many awesome benefits of sportscasting, both to your children right now and both to the adults that they one day will become. Now, sportscasting is not strictly only about just narrate what's going on. Let's talk about some how-to principles that will help you do it in the best of ways. First and foremost, safety. Remember that you're responsible for your kids' physical safety. So don't use sportscasting when someone's gonna get hurt. Okay? When one child is hitting the other, it's not the time to sportscast. It's not the time to, "Hey Johnny, you're getting your ass kicked by Danny," right? That's not the time. Intervene. This is the time to intervene. Okay? But if we put that to the side, if it's safe and everything's okay, no one's in danger, in physical danger, okay? Then you can move on to the other principles. So the first one would be observe first and intervene later. So when you notice that something's going on between your children, don't rush to intervene. Take a couple of seconds to notice what's going on. And sometimes, you know, sometimes your kids will even surprise you with how they resolve their own stuff. Sometimes you can really learn from that. Now, don't wait too long, okay? Do whatever you need to help them, but don't rush too fast into the fire. Another important principle is no judgment and no sides. Describe what you see without judging anyone. If you've listened to my episodes about mindful parenting, you know how in the practice of mindfulness, we kind of develop this muscle of no judgment. So usually it means no judgment towards ourselves, but in here, it's no judgment towards our children. Okay? So try to refrain from saying things like, "That was a bad thing to do," for example, or "You're acting really badly, Jimmy." And also try not to take sides. Now, even if you feel that one child is inconsiderate of the other and maybe should forfeit on, you know, the Lego blocks or something like that, try to, you know, hold it inside your own mind and don't articulate it and keep describing things as they are. This will help both kids or more, if we're dealing with more children at the moment, to feel appreciated and cared for. And that may help them achieve a kind of a solution on their own. Another important principle is to focus on the feelings. So I've talked about it, how empathy comes from being feeling understood and seen, and how it's important to show your children that you care about their feelings and that you can see their feelings. So as you describe what your children are doing, don't just describe what they are doing, try to describe what they are feeling. Okay, so this is where you have to kind of project yourself into their own minds. So you can say something like, it seems like you are angry, or wow, Sheila really looks happy right now. Okay, and when you focus on those feelings, you put the language of emotions into motion and help your children absorb it into themselves. And also try to describe what you see and not what you think. When you observe your children, you have thoughts about what's going on. But not every thought you have is correct. Shocking, I know. And you know, as a sportscaster, you have to stick to describing what's going on without, you know, putting in your judgments or your own thoughts about stuff. Okay, try to be kind of neutral. And also don't exclude yourself. Sometimes you're not only the one who's watching, sometimes you're a major participant in what's going on. Okay, for example, let's say that you forbid your child from climbing on the coffee table and she's really upset. In this case, you can use sportscasting and include yourself. Okay, you can say something like, oh honey, you really wanted to climb that table and I grabbed you and didn't let you do that, and it seems like you're very angry with me. Okay, so don't exclude yourself from the equation. And something about problem solving and solutions. Encourage children to offer solutions. After describing the situation, encourage your children to think about a solution. Simply ask, how do you think we can solve this problem? This is a question that can really go a long way. And prepare yourself to be surprised. This is so fun when children surprise us in this kind of way. Okay? You see their thinking brain all coming with magnificent ideas. Now, sometimes those ideas are, you know, rubbish and they won't really work, but you can see their wheels turning and it's kind of awesome to watch that. So listen to their ideas and encourage them to offer more. And don't judge. These are just ideas. And you know, there are no bad ideas in brainstorming. Now, if you do offer your own solutions, try to offer more than one, okay? Again, sportscasting doesn't mean you never intervene and never offer a solution. Sometimes you have to, okay? So eventually when you do so, try to offer more than one solution and see what your children will go for. In this way, you train them in a way of decision making, and also you give them a sense of control. However, you have to remember that you have the veto, okay? So, you know, if you offer more than one solution, try to offer two solutions or three that you can live with. Okay? Don't give them solutions, options that you can't go with. And if they pick them, that you will have to tell them, no, we're not doing that. Okay? However, if they do offer their own solution or they choose something that you offered, but you decide that it's really not a good idea, you have the veto right. You're the president of the family, you're the captain of the ship, you have the veto right, okay? And something about language, try to adapt the language to every child's age. Sportscasting can be done as early as infancy, okay? It's actually something you do with your babies, and you don't realize it, and you never named it like so, okay? But when you pick up a crying baby, and you tell him or her, oh honey, you're probably hungry, it's time to eat. Or, oh, darling, your diaper is full, this is why you're crying, let's change your diaper. This is sportscasting. This is exactly what you're doing. You're describing and you're naming emotions. So you have it in you, okay? You just have to execute that after they become toddlers and grow up. So as your kids grow up, they are more and more verbal, so you can adapt your language accordingly. And with preschoolers, by the way, you can add some questions to help them figure out what to do. Like in the example I gave before, how do you guys think we can resolve this problem? And eventually, celebrate the wins. Celebrate how great it is to solve problems. After you all find some solution you can agree on, maybe with your own guidance, celebrate it! Show your appreciation to your children and talk about how fun it is to resolve issues together without fighting. Yeah, you did it, guys! Isn't it great to find solutions like that? I'm so proud of you! Okay, this may sound tacky for you, this may sound out of the blue, like something unnatural to say, but that's only because you don't tend to do so. Do so, and it goes a long, long way. So, that's sports casting for you, okay? Again, not a very complicated technique with many benefits. Now, if you want to learn more about how to approach your children, how to help your children resolve these kinds of issues, how to become more secure and more confident, come to my group, okay? You can find it on Facebook. But, you know, the easiest thing to do is just go to apparentlyparent.com/Facebook. It will take you straight to the group. Join us. It's free. It's fun. It's where you can find like-minded parents like you and me who care about being a positive and caring parent and nurturing a deep connection, an enduring positive relationship with your children. This is a place when you can reach out to me and ask me whatever you want to know. I'm doing live trainings over there and there are more surprises to come. So apparentlyparent.com/Facebook. It's the place. Navigating Parenting is the name. Join us today. What are you waiting for? So just before we end, let's recap quickly what we have learned today. Sportscasting. Sportscasting is, first of all, a teeth breaker, sportscasting. Try to say that 3 times in a row. Sportscasting, sportscasting, sportscasting. Whoa, ha, I did it. I surprised myself. Sportscasting is just narrating what's going on. It's a technique that can help build confidence, empathy, and problem-solving skills in your children, which are really unique skills that will help your children cope with whatever life will bring them as they grow up. So why not use it? It's so awesome. The principles of sportscasting are safety first. Okay, don't use it when someone's in danger. Observe before you intervene. Give them time to try to resolve their own issues, but don't wait too long. Don't judge and don't take sides. Focus on the feelings. This is how you teach them to name feelings and you teach them about empathy. Describe what you see, not what you think. This goes along with don't judge and don't take sides, actually. Include yourself. You're part of what's going on. So if they have a problem or the struggle includes you in some way, include yourself in the sportscasting. Sportscast yourself. Also, encourage your kids to give their own solutions. And if you offer your own solution, try to give more than one so they will have some sense of control and something to choose from. But again, only offer things that you can live with. And if they come to their own solution that you cannot live with, you have the veto right, and eventually celebrate the wins. Celebrate how awesome it is to resolve problems without going into fights. And that's that. That's sportscasting for you. And if we are celebrating the wins, again, that was the 25th episode of this podcast, and I'm really, really happy that we did it. We all did it. I want to thank you so much for listening to this show. It really gives me joy whenever I see the download statistic of the podcast and they're going up and it's really fun. I would really thank you if you would go to Apple Podcasts just to leave a review, search for the Apparently Parent podcast, give me how many stars that you feel are right for this show. I will leave with 1 star if that's what you want to leave me, but I would love if you will also tell me with your own words what you like and dislike in this show. Okay, again, this will help me get into more earbuds and will also help me understand better what you like and dislike and how I can make the Apparently Parent podcast better for you guys, because that's my goal here, to help you become the best parents that you will ever be. Thanks again for listening to this show. Subscribe wherever you listen to your podcast, and I will see you again with a new one next Thursday.
And don't forget to join the group, because there are awesome things coming your way if you are part of the group. So that's on apparentlyparent.com/Facebook, and I will see you again, as I've said, next Thursday. Bye-bye!